Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
I gave you tomorrow's useless broken try to make our world alive.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Días que no te vi, 13 días te vuelvo loco. Lord Bateman runs in and out on the A65. Sort of place where everybody drinks before they drive. Weekends runs a motorbike to Scarborough and back. He's not too many brandies from a second heart attack. John Barleycorn, he walks the land and drinks at Bateman's Inn. And every evening toasts to all the things that might have been. Tells the world that once he had a trial for Hull KR. Now he watches them on TV in the corner of the bar. Lord Bateman gets up early, lifts the latches on the gate. Seven horses stabled and the family sleeping late. 1,400 acres, two daughters and a son. He'll ride the eastern coast and back before the morning's done. John Barleycorn, he's up at dawn and working off the pier. Same thing every day of every week of every year. Here's Lord Bateman racing by along the county lanes. Pulls his jacket tight against the coming of the rain. Lord Bateman meets the storm that's coming in from the shore. Speeding over Quarry Hill at 85 or more. There's rain to take the wheels away, rain among the glass, and rain to wash the blood into the tarmac and the grass. In the months to come, John Barleycorn, he sits and drinks his fill, measures out his life between his pocket and the till. So down the generations, Bateman's son behind the bar, while Barleycorn, he sips his beer and watches Hull KR.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd, while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees. While we were on our knees, praying that disease would leave the ones we love and never come again. On the radio, we heard November rain, that solo until you don't. You try until you can't. You laugh until you cry. You cry until you laugh. And everyone must breathe until their dying breath. No, this is how it works. You peer inside yourself. You take the things you like, then try to love the things you took. And then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep.
This train I ride on, it's 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. And that lonesome whistle call, it's the mournfulest of all. For we're 500 miles from our home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. So says so, I'll go railroading no more, and I'll sidetrack my train and I'll go home. You can count the days I'm gone by the train that I left on. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Miles from my home. 500 miles from my home.
1, 2, 1, 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Baby. She came from out of town in a slick black Camaro. Didn't have a care in the world. Knew it was going down. Went softer than a shadow. She whispered in my ear, let's go now. I don't know her at all, but the darkness in me's starting to grow. I don't know her at all, but this drug is slowly taking control. She takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves. Bad influence, bad influence, bad influence, bad. Maybe we've gone too far. A broken roller coaster. I wonder if we'll ever slow down. Maybe it's just the start. But if I'm being honest, there ain't a greater pleasure I found. I don't know her at all, but this darkness in me's taking a hold. I don't know her at all, but this drug is slowly taking control. She takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves. She takes me to a place that's out of reach, just the kind of girl that's out my league. She's such a bad influence, bad influence. I'm praying that she never leaves.
Adam lay a dreaming beneath the apple tree. fire rose up and not a word said he. But he wished a flame and made it, and in Adam's heart he laid it, singing, fire, fire, burning fire, stand up and reach your heart's desire. The apple blossom said, Adam was a-working outside of Eden's wall. He used the earth, he used the seas, he used the air and all. And out of black disaster, he arose to be the master of earth and water, air and fire. But he never reached his heart's desire. The apple tree cut down.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
When they ask me if I want to be buried or cremated, I try to imagine how it feels. to be a fleck of ash or bones in earth incarcerated. And to tell the truth, neither much appeals. But in the end, it doesn't matter, 'cause you're nowhere when it's over. When it's over, it's forever and forever and a day. All I hope is not to suffer when I'm gripped by icy terror. And I, please excuse the cliché, pass away. With a skull cap on his head, I caught his eye as I was just about to sing. So I called, "Hey, Mr. Lazarus, how was it being dead?" He said, "I didn't feel a thing, no, not a thing." So there's nothing to be fearful of, that nothing's what I'm fearful of. And dying's an indignity that fills me with dismay. Let me not linger like my mother in a coma, give me rather some dull opiate to speed me on my way. He's the stalker in my nightmares. He's the offstage villain waiting for his cue. He's the joker with a flick knife who grinningly declares, "Look on the bright side, sir, when you die, I die too." Now I know it's not good manners to be singing about dying, but the melody, at least you must agree, is anodyne. And we're none of us immortal, and I'm training for the day when I no longer feel the hand that's holding mine. And I'm glad I had the luck to take this brief flash of a journey, and despite the grief and anguish, I'll be sorry to depart. So it's thank you for the roses and the sunlight on the water, all the love and all the songs that warm my heart. All the love and all the songs that warm my heart.
Lampa lai wei mam lampa lai.